This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you. Manu Sir is here, and we are going to attempt to do what we have planned, even though there are those various noises that are going on here in the background, even here in this room that we are, where the dogs are. And that is just to be expected, and it will calm down, and everything will be just what you have saying, hunky-dory, okay? And we are ready to go here. We have much to discuss here, much to give to you all as to message. But before we do, before message, before we speak about what is coming in your next year, we wish first to speak about what has already occurred, what you have already gone through. And not only in this year that you have just finished, but in your entire decade. This is the end of a decade, not just a year. And what a decade it has been, has it not? It included your 2012 in there, where everyone expected to go off into the clouds and that everything would change on that day, that December 21st, 2012, and everybody went to sleep that night and expected to be in the fifth dimension the next day. And that was actually planned for many at that time, but it did not occur because those of you, not your conscious knowing selves necessarily, but your higher selves and the collective came together and decided to wait, decided to hold off until more of the collective consciousness of the planet could be raised so that so many more of you, those here on the planet, the human population, would also be able to go through the ascension. And that is exactly what has happened. And we are here now 7 years, almost eight years later, and here you are still not being where you want to be. But, and this is a big but, people, is that really true? Are you not where you want to be? Yes, we know that you want the financial changes and you want the major arrests and all of these things to happen, and you want the galactics to show themselves and all of these things, and that is wonderful and that is all going to happen. But what has already occurred? What has already happened with so many of you? Many of you have begun to come into your gifts, into your powers, you might say, that you had long ago, and here you have beginning to have them again now. Even the psychic abilities, the many different types of gifts of spirit that we call it are coming back to you now. And the energies, many of you are feeling the energies, whereas 10 years ago, you wouldn't have felt anything. Most of you would not have. But you are now, are you not? So rather than we tell you all these things about what has transpired, we're going to ask you to speak about what you have noticed over not only this year that has just passed, but your entire last 10 years, or looking at it from 2012, if you will, the last 8 years here. Who would like to share what they believe has occurred over these times, how you have changed, or as you can and speak about it, how the world has changed even at this point? Anyone wish to share here about that?
I can share, dear ones.
Yes, please speak loudly here.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's better, yes.
Okay, so I want to say that I'm so grateful that this did not happen in 2012 because I would have been one of the ones left behind. And in 2013, I had a real severe financial crash, if you will, and that's when I had to, like, let go of you know, my let my kids go live with their aunt and uncle. And at the time, I thought so negatively of myself after all this personal growth work I've done, and suddenly was the one having to give up her kids and everything else. But what I see now, as I look back, and it was years of severe deprivation, like 3 or 4 before I got back on my feet a little bit. But what I see now is that I was totally not even thinking. I didn't even know what ascension was. I didn't even know that this was going to happen. I had no idea.
Yes.
And so all of this kicked me onto this path, and I'm so very grateful that I'm on this path. That it didn't happen in 2012.
We are so glad that you have brought this up about ascension, because back at that time in 2010, even 2012, how many of you did not even know what ascension was? Or when you thought of ascension, you thought of the resurrection of Jesus. That was the extent of your thinking about what ascension is. How many of you were like that? You don't need to go into story here, but just say, yes, you had experience like this, and you did not know those kinds of things back then, and now you do. Anyone?
Yes,
Carol Sacramento.
Very good, very good. And Shoshana, please, anytime you wish to jump in, you can do so, okay?
Yes, we will jump in when there is a question.
Very good, very good. Then we would continue on. Let us look at this past year here now. As we have said, we can look at the entire decade. And you can see how many things have shifted and changed, and how you have come from, many of you would be even, and we would say this because of this one, the James here, and even the Joanna here as well, and also many others of you in the group, how many of you were interested in the politics of things? How many of you were interested in the governmental types of things? How many of you even knew anything about disclosure, about the galactics even? You know what we are saying here, how so much has changed. And you say over and over, but nothing is happening, nothing is happening. Oh, really? Look back. Look how much has happened. In just this last decade, how much has changed? How much has shifted? The energies have shifted everything greatly. Many of the falsehoods that you have been programmed into believing over so long a period of time, many of the those things that you have been told over and over and over again, and you realize now it is not true. Look at your mass media and how so much of it you believed for so long in your lives. How many of you were even 10 years ago were still getting in the newspaper every day and reading through it, you see? Or you were turning on the news in the morning to see what was happening in the world at that time, you see? How many of you do it now?
None.
Pretty much nobody does it now, not in that way anyway. Yes, you go on the internet and you do your Google searches and things like that. And that is all wonderful because that is part of the new technology. That is part of the technocratic society that you are becoming and are going to become even more so of. So get ready, because it is going to change a lot more. But we're not ready yet to get to that as far as what is coming. We still want to look at where you have come from. So you realize that so much is changing. And it is happening so fast from our point of view. It is happening at light speed, as far as what is going, because it wasn't that long ago in the various galactic councils when they were meeting and they were saying, we cannot resurrect this earth. We cannot help it. We cannot save it. The human population here on the earth are not going to be able to save themselves. It is over. Many were saying this, but a few came forward and said, yes, we can. Sana Kamara was one of them, and many others in the Pleiadian councils as well as Syrian councils also stepped forward. Of course, Sananda Yeshua came forward, Saint Germain. All of them have come forward over the period of time and have said, wait, we can help themselves. And that is what this is all about. Not us doing it for you, but you doing it for yourselves with guidance. And you have been getting much guidance, let me tell you that. Because if it were not for those galactics and the ascended masters watching out for you, you would not be here as you know it now today. It would have been your movies of after the Holocaust type of movies that you have watched. That is where this entire planet was headed here, or a major illness or what is the word here we are looking for? Epidemic. Yes. Major epidemic of some kind. Major virus. The Ebola virus or whatever it might be, you know, that they have told you you were going to, everybody was going to contract and you had to make sure that you got your vaccination and all these types of things. So you all are beginning to know more and more that the vaccination, and please, we need you to mute your phones. We cannot continue.
Please mute your phone.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
Nice to meet you.
We can hear everything in your conversation. Please mute your phone.
Yeah, curious.
Or Elena, that is Arena. Please mute your phone.
Why does guy stand next to my car?
Arena.
Everything will be
right. Yes. Please mute your phone.
Moses, can you mute their phones? There. Very good. As we are saying here, that you have come through so many things and the many catastrophes and all of these things that have been averted, even to the point of a solar flash that was going to come and it was going to burn much of the planet. And that was protected. You were protected by those galactic forces that were able to, what is the word we are looking for, to be able to make that flash not even come to the earth, not even be a part of it. They were able to push it away, you might say. Avert it. Help to avert it, yes. They have the technology to do these things. So you have protection, and you have many things that are occurring that are keeping you on track for your ascension process. And my goodness, people, you are on track for your ascension. Everything, as we say many times, is being orchestrated, and you are right where you need to be. You may not think so, but we hope that you will take what we are saying here into consideration, that so much has already changed. So no one can anymore say nothing is changing, nothing is happening. And if that is the case, if you believe that, then that's the way it's going to be for you. You are going to stay right there in that three-dimensional illusionary space, and that's it. That's it. That's going to be your continued life. Do not choose that. Choose to let the energies continue to lift you up and take you away into the higher vibrations. But as we say that now, you must also be in the now. do not focus on the past. Yes, we are telling you about the past now. We are focused on that. So we are not following our own advice, as this is seeming right now. But there is purpose for this. We want you to know where you have come from, and where it, and once you know where you have come from, then you can focus right here in the perfect now moment, which you are. And in this now moment, you are preparing the perfect future moments for you, each and every moment of your lives. Okay? Now, we are going to move ahead a little bit here, but before we do, please understand that everything that we are about to say here is based on probability and possibility. It is not a prediction in terms of a psychic prediction. If you were to go to one of those psychics and pay your $10 or $20 or $50 or whatever it is and ask this person to tell you what your future is, and then they begin to tell you all these things that may or may not happen, and that is because they are looking at it from the point of the now moment, just as we are. And we are looking at the possibilities and the probabilities of these things happening based on this perfect moment right now. But even as we are saying this, the moment is changing. So what we are going to tell you is going to shift and change over a period of time here. And that, of course, is looking at time. And as you are beginning to realize more and more, there really is no time. Time is part of the illusionary process here in the third dimension. But it is not going to be there in your fifth dimensional consciousness and in those vibrations, because everything in those fifth dimensional vibrations will be in the perfect now moment. That is what you are practicing for now, to be in the now, to find the joy in every moment right now. And as you do that, you are looking at this next year coming up and all of the things that have been spoken of previously are going to begin to manifest more and more. Can we tell you exactly what is going to happen, when it is going to happen? No, because it is based, again, on the probability and possibility in this moment right now. But we can give you with some certainty, based on the collective consciousness at this moment, what it looks like is going to occur. And you are already looking, many of you are realizing this, as you have looked up into the skies more and more and been seeing so many more of those that are decloaking themselves and showing themselves, just as Ashtar, just as Kara, just as others have suggested would happen. And this is definitely happening now and is going to increase tremendously. Not necessarily to the point where they will land at an airport or anything of this nature yet, but it could be. That could happen in your 2020. It is very possible, because disclosure is going to, it looks like more and more it is going to come from those of your leaders now. For a while, it was looking the opposite, like they were not going to bring this out. But now it is looking more and more as if they will be the ones making these announcements, because it is time. Even your President Donald Trump has created the Space Force now. Not that it was not already in existence, but now it is in existence to the media. Now they know about it. And because of that, all of these secret operations and covert projects and all of this will begin to come forward. They will begin to share this information with the mass public here. And the media will be a part of this. The media, as you know it now, is going away. They are not going to continue to be controlled by the controllers too much longer, because they must survive themselves and they are realizing that their readership and their listenership, is that a right word here, are turning away from listening and watching them now. And they are understanding that, so now they know that they have to begin to tell the truth. What has your Donald Trump been saying? Fake news, fake news, fake news. People are listening to that. They are hearing that. Fake news. So more and more are turning away in droves to find other sources of their news. And everything is not going to be negative news as it has always been. There's going to be much more positive news coming forward, much more revealing news to come forward. When it will be, we cannot say exactly, as we said, and we cannot say exactly what it will be. But you can know that it will be. It is coming, and very likely in this early part of this next year, you are going to begin to see more and more of this. The sham that is on your political scene here in this country is going to come to a close. That is almost a for certain here. Because it cannot continue on. And even those that are attempting to continue this sham are going to realize that, and if not, are already realizing that they cannot continue this either. And your election toward the end of this year is going to be largely controlled by the right-wing conservative group here. That is almost a for certain as well, because it cannot go any other way. If it were to go another way, it goes against the founding fathers of this country to create a republic here and a socialist environment or socialist government is not a republic, and it cannot be. So therefore, the people of this country are rising up. Not so much in arms, not so much in fighting, but in a sense they are fighting back, but they're fighting back with words. They're fighting back by not paying attention to the falsehoods that are coming from the media, from your television, from your news broadcasts, and all of these things. And how many people are even buying those newspapers anymore, you see? So all of this is changing. one's voice is going here a little bit. Can we turn this over to Shoshana for a few moments?
Please share.
Yes, please.
Share when it is quiet. Yes. 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 Okay. Share. What everyone knows already.
Maximum.
And if you do not know this, you must begin to acknowledge this. All that is changing has changed because you have changed. There cannot be an external change in your world if you are not changing. You see, all of the things that are happening are because you are waking up. And what all of you must understand is that as you wake up, others wake up around you. It is as if it is a domino effect. You see, when you possibly listened to the news 10 years ago and you perhaps believed something in that newscast, and today you do not believe it, it is because you have awoken. You are awake. You know the illusion that you live in. You know that those that are outside of you create the illusion, and if you do not buy the illusion, it cannot progress. As long as you do not buy into the illusion, it cannot have a life. It goes away. It poofs out of existence because you do not give it energy, you see. So what we will tell you is Joanna heard a beautiful story that we must share, because this is so important as in this moment now to continue to move ahead toward an ascended consciousness. Our friend, and we must ask this one if we may share her story. May we share your story, Cynthia? Is Cynthia present? Your story of your discovery of entanglement.
Of course you
do. We would like to share, this is significant. Our friend Cynthia was participating in some meditations, and in a moment she decided that she did not have to participate, that she did not really want to repeat the words or move ahead with the meditation until she realized that what she participated in would participate for all those in the present moment would gain from her willingness to ascend in her own consciousness. So what that means is that as you participate in higher understanding, if you behave differently, if you decide to be compassionate or loving when it is difficult to do that, you do that for all, and all awaken from that. So if you wish to continue on the road to ascension, it requires that you understand that what you do gives everyone else the opportunity to do that. What you do, what you think, what you say, how you be is contagious, and it can affect everyone. That is why consciousness is changing so dramatically, because those that wish to ascend are behaving differently, are thinking differently, are moving differently, are changing the very way that they exist. And this is why the world is changing. Namaste.
Very good. Wonderful. And we will continue on with what we were speaking about, moving on to your financial situation and the financial system that you have now, which you already know
does not work.
And it could not work for much longer. And it is going to change. But it is the people of the planet and of this country as well that are going to bring this change about. Because the system as it is, your debt system, certainly can never be profitable for everyone on the planet. And if it is not profitable for everyone, then it is no good for anyone, you see. So that system is certainly going to change drastically because those of the galactics have brought their system forward. And this will replace the monetary system that you have now temporarily for a bit of time until you can move to the point where there is no need for any monetary system at all. There will be a need for an energetic system of exchange, but not in terms of a financial money debt-based system. And as many of you know, this is going to be replaced with what is considered a quantum financial system. And this quantum financial system is light years beyond the system that you have now, which was perpetrated purposefully by the cabal, by the Illuminati, by those that have been hiding in the shadows and keeping the world under their control as much as they could. But they are realizing now that they are fighting a losing battle here. And many of them are coming forward and beginning to say, what can we do to make this right? Because they do not want to go to prison. They do not want to be taken to the central sun and disintegrated and all of these things. So they are doing what they can to make amends, you might say. And some of them, if they turn to the light, they will be accepted by the light. But there are still many more that are not turning to the light, and it is looking more and more like they will not. So they will continue on in the third dimensional illusionary program, not with you. You will all be beyond that into the higher vibrations. You see, the lower vibrations and the higher vibrations are not going to be much longer. And they are, but that is not going to continue. We will just say not much longer, okay? That's the time frame, of course. But know that this is changing. Yes, Shoshana?
We can share on this.
Yes,
part of the solution of moving forward, what you call a financial system, to have a mental construct within yourself of abundance. If you wish for something to change outside of yourself, it must first change within yourself. As more, we notice that more and more and more people have given up the idea that money means anything. That it means that you are better or worse or the same or more advanced or smarter. None of that matters. Money has no energy except for that which you give it. We have noticed that many of you have decided not to give it any thought anymore. Oh, I am broke. We do not hear that too much anymore. Oh, I cannot do that. We do not hear that too much anymore. As you give energy to something, it grows. So you must give energy to the advancement of humanity so that all can live well. Because that is what the earth has meant for all of you, to live well, to live in abundance. But we are not saying live in abundance with a basement full of gold. We are saying live in abundance because you live in the moment. And that in the moment, all is well. If you just take stock of the moment, if you sit in the moment, are you wealthy in the moment? Are you broke in the moment? You cannot be either. Because in the moment, money does not exist. Only what is in your mind exists. So you see, if you wish for a financial system to change, first you must change your idea of what money means. This is what we have to share. Namaste.
Very good. And we move on with another portion of what is likely to occur in this next year here. And many of you have already heard this from various sources, that the energies, as they continue to rise more and more, and these waves of energy are coming in, and they are the prelude to the large energy wave or the solar flash, are called the event or the changeover, all of these names for the same thing. That particular pulse of energy coming from the universal central sun that is going to create a massive shift of consciousness across the planet in terms of moments. Now, moments can be a minute, and moments can be hours or even days or even weeks here, you see. So it is going to drastically bring about those many changes, though, that have been spoken of. And they are all in the process now of occurring in your financial system, in your political system, in your idea of mass arrests, in the coming forward of the many truths to overcome the falsehoods that have been programmed into mankind, to the disclosure of the that you are not alone in the universe. Ha ha, how many of you think that anymore? And for that matter, if you did a certain poll of the mass of humanity at this point now, most, a large percentage would now say that is ridiculous to think that you can we can be alone here in this massive universe. But you can thank the many scientists that have come forward, and they have shared that there are billions and billions and billions of planets like the Earth out there, and they all could sustain life, and many of them do. So that is also coming forward, somewhat slowly maybe, but it is going to pick up tremendously in this next year here. So you have the event, very possibly in this next year. Looking around your spring of this next year, not so much the event directly at that time, although that is possible, for it is a major window of opportunity that is going to open up based on the celestial alignments that are going to be occurring at that time. And all of the preludes that need to happen in order to bring this about. These preludes would be the mass consciousness of man raising in vibration. And that is what is needed to trigger the event. Those of the alliance here, which is consisting of those here on the earth, below the earth and above the earth, are all looking toward mass consciousness changing in order to trigger that event, in order to say, yes, now it is time to bring this about. But of course, it is the universal source, the God source, prime creator, you might say, that is the one that gives the final, what you call green light to go ahead with this. And then it will occur. And it will be a biblical occurrence here. That is what we can say about that. Now, we think we have covered most of what you have to look forward to in this next year. But predominantly, just be yourselves. Just be yourselves. When you get up every morning, look in the mirror. And when you see yourself in the mirror, see the God source within you as you look in that mirror. Don't see the body that is out of shape. Don't see the wrinkles that are appearing more and more as you continue to age. Don't see that. Don't even think about the idea of aging anymore. Think about the idea that the body is immortal. And it is. The body is immortal because the consciousness within the body is immortal. And because of that immortality of your consciousness, you can continue to keep the body going as long as you want to. And that is coming in those higher vibrations as well. You have many technology changes that are coming forward, new innovations, new inventions, although they are not so new. Many of you are going to realize as these come forward that you had them long ago. You will remember even having some of these. But it will be like a Christmas morning for many of you as you open your gifts and you see all these wonderful new surprises and new technological advances that are coming forward. Again, look back just 10 years and look at your phones that you have now today. 10 years ago, you still had those flip phones, did you not?
Yep.
And now look what you have. Now you have smartphones. And your smartphones are smarter than the computers were 20 years ago, 10 years ago even. You see? So everything is coming forward, everything is changing, and the technologies that are coming forward are going to blow you away, many of you. Some of you have heard some of them, but they are going to come forward more and more. Medical establishments or medical advancements are coming forward that are going to be so far beyond your medical science that you have today. The idea of taking a knife and cutting someone open is going to become so ridiculous as you continue to move forward. You will never need to do that again, because that is archaic in many respects.
Barbaric.
Barbaric, even better word, yes. Yes, very much so. And that is changing and going to more so. You already have the beginnings of that in your med beds and your tachyon chambers that are coming forward more and more now. And many other advances are going to show themselves. Not to mention your free energy is going to be established or begin to be established. We will not say it is going to become established, because it is fighting against the entire oil industry and all of this that so much controls the world at this time. But that is going to change, because the people are changing it. You are changing it. You don't want the earth to be used up anymore and its natural resources used. You want to have energy available to everyone on the planet for free, do you not? So why not have it? And that is where it is going. As the galactics are introduced more and more, and the idea, the people get the idea that yes, indeed, we are not alone, and yes, indeed, they are there to help us, and it is not like the movies have shown, and your books and all of these things, even your comic books and things of this nature, all of these things have shown the aliens to be evil and want to take over the planet. How ridiculous is that when you think about it? They come from light years and light years away. In the blink of an eye, they can travel, and yet they haven't taken over your planet, but yet they're still going to do that. Come on now, be reasonable here. This is somewhat ridiculous to think that this is even a potential possibility. They are here to assist, and that is all they are here for, to assist and to observe. Many are here to observe all of the happenings that are coming to this planet and already happening at this time. And they are watching the greatest show on Earth. Greatest show in the universe, even, or at least in the galaxy here. The greatest show. But guess what? They are watching it. You are living it. So there is big difference there. Shoshana, anything you add?
We can share one aspect of of your technology that we wish for you to recognize, that your phone is a oneness device. It is a device that connects you with anyone on the planet that has another device. It is designed to create great communication among human beings and for you to get to know each other on another, across the seas, across the continent. It is a marvelous thing, and your internet was designed to connect you all. You see, you can talk to someone in Africa, in Australia, anywhere on the planet. You can speak to someone. You can see their face. You can recognize and realize that you are all connected. The technology that you have in this moment was designed to show you that you are connected. That is the true reason behind that technology. It is not to make things fancier or make things more exciting for you, or you have a new toy. That is not it. It is a oneness device. Isn't that marvelous? Namaste.
Yes.
Very marvelous indeed, that those little devices that you have. We call them contraptions because they are, even at this time, they seem wonderful to you, but they are so, what is your saying that you said earlier, Shoshana, barbaric or archaic here, in terms of what is coming, in terms of what you are going to have. For you will not only be able to communicate with these devices across your planet, but across the entire galaxy. Think about that. You can call your friends or your family members in another planet somewhere.
That is true oneness.
And it will come to a point where you will not even need those contraptions at some point as well. You will be able to do the communication without even need of that. Just as we, when we come to you in this respect, we are not using any contraption or device. We are just simply doing it with consciousness. And you will also have that ability as well as you move through the ascension process. But as we have said many, many times, and many of you disagree at this point, you say, no way, never again, we're not going to ever volunteer for anything ever again, certainly not for coming to a planet such as this and do this again. And we say, well, yes, you will, get ready. It is going to happen at some point because that is just who you are. You have been called system busters by the Pleiadians, especially, are the ones that call you this, because that is what you do. You go from system to system and bust those systems wide open. That is what you are doing. Many of you began this in your 60s generation in terms of loving and living and doing drugs and all of these things and just living in the moment. That was what that was all about, to learn to live in the moment. And then you had your harmonic convergence in your 1987, which many at that time, their alarm clocks went off and you woke up at that point. Many of you did. And then again, many, many more awakened in the 2012. And now are coming to the point where it is time for the next step in your evolutionary process, a new awakening, you might say. And this awakening is coming upon you fast, where you will then begin to look more fully at not what you can do for yourself, but what you can do for others, what you can do for the entire planet, or the entire solar system, or even the galaxy. You will be looking at it in this respect more and more, because you are mission-oriented. You are system busters. You are the ones that go from system to system and take what is there and help to break it down so that you can make it what it needs to be, what it needs to be to bring the oneness, the one consciousness to all. And that is where you are headed now. Is it going to happen in this next year? Who knows? But it is a possibility and a probability that you are fast on your way here. Yes, or no?
I wish that they would mute their phones.
Yes, please mute your phones, yes. We still have ones that are not doing that. Or they have their phones open and think that no one can hear, but we can.
It's the Zoom mics. Four of them have Zoom mics on.
Please turn your Zoom mics off then. Down in the left corner as you are looking at your screen. Just click it off. It is very simple.
Or just be quiet.
That is the other way. Very, very good. There.
I was going to say the just be quiet method isn't the best way because you can't be quiet enough and people think they can, but it doesn't work.
Oftentimes that is correct. but you can do your best. But it is good now. But this one is fast losing his voice here. And we do not know if we can continue this much longer. But before we do not be able to do that, there is one that is pounding on the door here that wants to come in and just share with you just a bit here. So we are going to step aside, and this one is ready to come forward and give you a piece of his mind, you might say. Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings, Pierre. Greetings to you all, loved ones. Wonderful to be here with you again in another celebration time in your New Year's Eve. And what a wonderful time this is going to be. What a wonderful time it is right now. We're not going to so much speak about the future as our other friend is here, but we're going to speak about the now moment. This is your time. This is your moment. Make the best of this time and moment. Every single moment. So as you move into this next year, be cognizant of that. Be knowing that this is your time. Make it the best that you can possibly be. And you never know how things will turn out for yourself. You never know if you are going to experience the major shift, like when that is going to happen. It could be tomorrow even. You see, we have been telling you over and over it's coming. Many sources have been telling you these things are coming. You within yourselves know that it's coming, but you still think that since it's not here yet, that it's never coming. But it is, and one of these days you're going to wake up and it's going to be here. That energy wave is going to be here and it's going to knock you flat, some of you. Some of you, though, will feel that energy, and because you have been experiencing it for so long now, acclimating to these energies, it will lift you up into the highest heavens of your being in that moment. You will feel such bliss come over you. And let me tell you, that bliss is something else. You have not had it any times. How many of you have done drugs? You know, you have done your mushrooms, or you have done your marijuana, or all of these things. You see, you've done these things, but you haven't done anything yet compared to the blissful feeling that you're going to have from the event when this comes, when that wave of energy strikes the earth. And it is going to be so beautiful for us to watch it. We can't wait to see this. Because we went through it ourselves, individually, yes, not as a collective as you are going to, and that makes it even more special that you are doing it as a collective here. But it was pretty special as an individual, we have to say, too. Very special indeed. So we are at this point, we're going to take questions. And Shoshana is ready to take questions. Are you not, Shoshana?
Yes, I am ready.
Very good. You have been ready all this time. You're saying, when are we going to get to the damn questions, huh? That's what you think, right?
Yes.
We are ready. Do you have questions here, anyone? This is where you can unmute your phone, but please only do it if you are asking a question.
And anyone in the room can ask a question.
Yes.
Thank you. If you have one.
Now we get quiet.
Well, we've been missing you. I was going to ask the question earlier, where are you? We're waiting for you, and we love you. I'm glad you're here.
And we love you, too, but we are right here.
Yeah.
We've always been right here.
I know.
We've never been anyplace else but right here.
I love the other one who serves, too. He's taught me so much, but, you know, I was like, when is the funny one coming? And we're happy you're here.
Very good. We happy to be here, too.
Yeah.
Anyone? Any questions out there in the peanut gallery, as you call it?
Yes, one who serves, and Shoshana, I do.
Yes.
The past couple, in the past two or three nights, I've had dreams where my cat was in the dream, And I was sort of like getting out of the situation, or out of, like, one time the house was on fire and I was getting the cat out, and the other one was, I forgot what it was with the cat. But again, it was getting out of the situation kind of thing, I believe, and taking the cat with me. Can you give me any words of understanding of this?
First of all, whenever you have dreams of anything, when there are people in dreams or animals in dreams, it is a portion of yourself. It is a part of your consciousness. So we would have to ask you a question here. What does a cat mean to you?
Well, he's very lovable, very unconditional loving. I'm attached to him, definitely. I don't want to leave him behind. And part of me thinks it's also about getting out of this particular house and situation. I'm not sure if that's correct or not.
And you said your house was burning down?
The house was, well, there was a fire, and then I got the cat out. But for some reason, the house wasn't burning up, but I was trying to get the cat out. But then when we went outside, there was, like, water flowing the streets as well. So that was really weird. I wasn't sure what that was.
We can share on this.
Please do.
May we share?
Yes, please. Thank you.
We find that there is much turmoil in your house. There is much discomfort in this house. And you do not have a great opportunity to be the loving person that you are, the unconditional loving person that you are in this environment that you have. Your dream is telling you to get the hell out. Your dream is telling you, take your unconditional love with you. Take that which is important to you with you. Do not leave it behind. You are living in an environment that is difficult, and the loving, conscious self that you are is escaping. That is what your dream is about.
Mm.
Namaste.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Whenever you have a house in your dream, it is your house of consciousness. And the house of consciousness that you have is burning down, or is coming down in terms of the old consciousness.
Get the hell out!
And it is time, yes, time to get the hell out, as Shoshana is saying. Time to move on. Create your new consciousness. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Would there be other questions here? We would prefer to be questions that are not so much of a personal nature, but more associated with the group consciousness or collective consciousness. Those type of questions.
But we will take the personal questions.
Then you take the personal
questions. I will take them.
We're kidding here. We're joking. No questions?
We hear one.
Yes, it's me, Kathy.
This is Cheryl.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes, we hear two now.
Okay. May I speak first?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And this is kind of a personal nature. And this is in regard to the cell reduce that we've been hearing a lot about. And so it also, I had a query about anything that, like, cell reduce or vitamins and supplements, that how does that resonate with taking responsibility what we create and to create our own self-healing? So I'm not sure how to word this. I've been dealing with an issue for a good portion of my life, And so now I have discovered this, and I'm willing to step up and do the cell reduce thing. But I also have been using supplements and everything else. But I know for myself that I'm responsible for what I've created. It is my wish and desire to uncreate it. So if you have any feedback on that, Shoshana, I would greatly and lovingly appreciate it.
One who serves has something to say, though, first here. And that is, all right, listen to your body. Your body will talk to you if you hear it, if you listen to it. And it will tell you exactly what it needs exactly what it needs. And if you are feeling that the celery juice or whatever else it might be is helpful for you, then you want to continue to do that. And your body will tell you if it is right for you or not. Certainly something such as so innocuous as the celery juice, though, could not be harmful to you in any way anyway. So let your body do the talking here, okay?
Indeed.
Let your fingers do the walking. Let your body do the talking.
We can share.
Yes.
We wish to share our perspective with you, dear sister. May we share?
Indeed. Thank you.
That which you experience that is long-term is not of a physical nature. It manifests physically. You see, that which you have experienced as a long-term challenge is originated in your emotional body. You have a long-term emotion, you see. So you can address all physical challenges, and this will assist your body, but until you address the long-term emotional issue, you can drink celery juice until the cows come home, and it will not resolve your issue. So we find, as we speak to you, that you know what we are speaking about, and that the emotional issue must cleanse itself, and you may assist your body. We cannot say that taking the correct supplements and drinking celery juice to clean your liver and your circulatory system is not of great benefit to the body. We cannot say that. It is of great benefit to the body, but if you are looking to resolve this long-term issue, look to the emotion that you have stuck. It is stuck. Do you understand what we speak of?
Yes, and I'm not sure where to begin, but I will find out.
Yes, we can tell you there are many that would assist you in finding this emotion that you carry with you. And we find that it is not an emotion that is just present in this present day life. You brought it with you. Does this
that
make
makes
sense,
sense
to you?
Yes. I recently came across the information called the emotion code. And so
perfect.
I'm looking into that. Okay.
Yes, that is a great source. The one we speak through knows of that source, and it is a great source for you. So you must pursue that, as well as perhaps other avenues that would assist you in finding this long-term emotion that is unresolved in you. Namaste, dear sister.
Thank you. Much gratitude.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. There was another one that was wanting to ask question. No?
I have a question.
Yes.
And it's regarding my son, Sage, and I need to ask you, would it be more appropriate if I ask the questions after this call.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other further questions?
We thought we heard the one known as Cheryl.
Cheryl must have left the building.
Wait, if you have muted your phone and you wish to ask a question, you must unmute.
And we are ready to release channel here now. Before we do, though, Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to share here in terms of the end of this year that they are in and the coming next year here?
We do not wish to live in the future.
Very good.
But we wish to remind everyone here that is listening to remember that you are the creator of your life. That when you recognize and realize completely that you are the created and the creator of your entire life in every moment, this is a powerful understanding. And if you use this with great power, the great power that you have, you can accomplish anything you wish. You can create a life of any magnitude that you wish to have. And we are not speaking about great wealth or great stature. We are looking more at the divine qualities of life, joy, peace, compassion, love, understanding, a great sense of quiet. A great sense of joy will descend upon you when you recognize you are creating everything. This is what we have to share. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. And as many of you make your New Year's resolutions and you have all these wonderful things that you create in your mind and then you begin to say what you are going to do, and you have all the necessary, all of the intention of following through, and you're so gung-ho and ready to do it, and the next day you forgot what you even said the day before. Many of you do this. But we're not telling you to have that type of resolution. We're telling you to have one simple resolution for this next year here. Very simple. Just simply be in the moment. Forget about all of the things, all of the promises that you make or your loved one makes to you or whatever it might be. Just focus each and every moment on being in the now moment. And if you do that, everything will take care of itself in this next year here. You will find that you will be in the perfect place at the perfect time, just as you need to be, especially as these higher wave energies begin to flood in this next year. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
One who serves, there is someone in our group that asked us to pray for them, and I was wondering if it would be okay to at least call them into the light. Since they have asked us to pray for them, would that be appropriate very quickly?
You bring us back here now.
I'm sorry. I didn't really get a chance beforehand.
No, you forgot.
I did not forget. I'm not the one that forgets.
Anyway, what we are going to do, yes, as you are asking here,
mm-hmm.
certainly, whenever you have someone that you are what you call praying for, it is not so much a prayer of supplication
yeah.
in terms of please make this one well or whatever it is.
Right.
Make it so that it is the best for all concerned.
Yes.
And as you have that intention, lift them into the light.
Yes.
So just simply now lift them into the light, say the person's name or
okay.
whoever it is, and we lift them into the light here.
I am calling into the light Valerie, who is part of our family here, and she has had some adverse things happen in her family, so we call her and her family into the light.
Thank you, Cynthia, and thank you, one of her.
Of course.
Very good. And those of you that don't know Valerie, just simply say the name within yourself and see that person, however you would think they would look, into the light, or the family of this person in this case, into the light.
And
just
I
simply
say,
visualize it.
Let thy will be done.
Yes.
Not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes. Very good.
I'd like to request also for one who's of the spiritual family of my Wednesday group, who is known as Patricia Cody.
Very good. And Patricia Cody, see her in the light. Would there be any others?
May we share with this one known as Valerie?
Yes, thank you.
Our dear sister, we know that you have much pain and
yes.
you have much concern for those around you, for those that have chosen a difficult path. And we feel your empathy, your love, and your compassion. What you must do is give up all guilt. Give up and release any thought that you have caused any of this. It was not you. They agreed to their path as you have agreed to yours. All is one. All is one, and all is in service of the other. You must understand that you are a being of light, and you came here to raise your consciousness to an ascended state. And that which is occurring around you is assisting you in that. We must tell you that you are loved beyond measure. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Are we finished?
What?
Are we finished?
Yeah, we're finished.
Are we finished?
I didn't know we were finished.
Well,
I don't even know I'm in the room.
Okay.